And we'll both just, so this is our debrief. So I'm recording right now already. So debrief post town hall in Kerr County. This is Aaron and Suzanne. All right. So where do you want to start?
I guess the first thing is they are all, like, the Shriner University students are coming at it from, like, a let-me-tell-my-story perspective, and their storytelling.
Very open-ended, yeah.
Mm-hmm, they may use a model where they don't even ask questions at all. They just let people run with it. So they're not trying to control the direction or trying to get a, like, specific topic out of it, so to speak. But Carolyn did say that they are trying to make it holistic, so they get first responders, victims, survivors, all of the whole transient populations. And I also thought it was really interesting that she specifically said that she's in contact with groups that have people who are here from all over Texas,
mm-hmm,
and outside of Texas, who she's trying to get as well. So, but what we are trying to do is, we want the same population of people, but I think also we have an additional population that they're not doing as much, or mm-hmm, that theirs might not be as much of a focus on. Like, theirs is more focused on survivors, victims, trauma,
yes,
mental health,
mental
healing.
Health, so much about mental health, yeah.
And we are looking holistically in terms of, we do care about all of that, but we also want officials, agencies, contextual groups. Like, we're talking to, like, people who have knowledge of, or, like, specialties in, within water and flooding and that kind of stuff.
Are you're recording too, right?
Just no,
in
I'm
case.
Not.
Okay, why
Should
don't you
I?
Go? Yeah, go ahead and start. That way we have a backup just in case.
Okay.
Because this is all really good, and I don't want to risk it that we don't, that somehow my storage doesn't work or something.
Okay. Now I am recording. I don't know why it's called the wash tub, but